Welcome to the show. This is the Cult of Conspiracy, and my name's Jonathan.
And I'm Jacob.
This is Cult Short number three, are getting right on what's happening right in front of us as we speak, as far as the shooting that just went on over at the Texas school, dude.
Indeed. So let's talk about it, all right? Now, we are not denying that a shooting took place, okay?
Maybe it did.
I don't know. I don't know the victims, you know what I'm saying? But let's just go off the assumption that a shooting really did go down.
I mean, it doesn't have to be fake for it to be a false flag.
Indeed.
You know what I'm
saying?
Indeed,
a real shooting can also be a false flag.
Right.
Which is what I think is going on right now, bro. Okay, because look at this. There has been, as of now, as of time of recording, May 24th, there has been 23 school shootings in America. Now, you haven't heard of any but two, because most of them were dispute in a parking lot. One student took a pop shot at somebody, maybe injured somebody, maybe killed one person, but it wasn't enough to attract national news attention.
Nothing they could really spin off as something racist or gun controlling.
Exactly. Now, you look at Buffalo,
okay,
right? And you look at Texas.
Which Buffalo wasn't that long ago.
No, it was not. That was 2 months ago, last month, something like that. It was fairly recent, okay? Both of these characters, okay, these gunmen, were using AR-style rifles, which is a preposterous weapon to bring to a school shooting, and they were also both wearing body armor. And right now, what is going on in DC, America? They are trying to limit, and I want everybody to hear this. They're trying to put restrictions on who can purchase body armor right now.
Why?
They are trying to make it illegal for civilians, or you have to pass a background check in order to buy body armor. That's something that's really going on right now.
I don't get that. Why would you try to limit that?
That makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
None.
I don't get it. I mean, because, yeah, you're not pointing a gun at anybody.
No.
You're not even saying, hey, some shit's about to go down. You're just saying, I mean, dude, think about, like, the Secret Service and stuff like that. They have to wear that shit all day long.
Absolutely.
And it's not because they expect something to go down, but they're prepared. And a lot of people, that's why they wear it. It's just out of preparation.
But the argument for that is the same for the gun lobbyists. It's saying, well, they also have to carry weapons because it's their job. Police have to carry weapons. They have to carry body armor because they need to. They're saying, why would a civilian need body armor? Why would any civilian need to purchase body armor? What good is going to come out of that?
It doesn't matter what the fuck we plan on using it for. We're not using it to hurt anybody.
None whatsoever. Now you look at all the other 21 school shootings that have happened in this country. Nobody had body armor. But whenever it was something that's going to attract national news attention, they're going to mention that he was wearing a plate carrier. Absolutely. Why? Because when they tried to ban the AR and the AK, they couldn't. Because you're not going to be able to take that from America. I'm sorry. Our Second Amendment is very much ingrained into our society, into our culture. I'm sorry for all the blue hairs out there. We don't care. We like our guns. We're going to keep them.
Dude, if you took away our guns, there would just be swords. If you took away the swords, there would just be knives. If you took away the fucking knives, dude you're going to find
hammers,
something, a spear.
Hammers kill 5-to-1 more people every year than guns do.
Somebody called you out on that earlier, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
Because pull up the stats.
They said they couldn't find it.
Well, all right, not a problem. I will be able to pull it up. Not on this one because this is a short.
We'll post it on Instagram.
Oh, yes, I will. And I'm not talking about just in this country. That's worldwide. Why? Because you could go to any hardware store and buy something heavy to hit somebody with.
Yeah. I mean, it makes logical sense.
It does. But anyway, back to the point. So using an AR or any type of, I'm not going to say a large caliber rifle round, because an AR and an AK are not large caliber rounds. I'm sorry to burst every liberal's little bubble. That's a glorified 22 and a chopped down 30-06. Sorry, it's a well functioning round. The AR is a shittily functioning weapon.
I would like to say that whenever we speak on liberals, we only mean those that are extremely left.
We're talking about the blue hairs. We're talking about the ones that are screaming with signs that don't have common sense. We're not talking about the people who are like moderate liberals or even use common sense that have left-leaning views. We're not talking to you. You're good people. I know where you're at.
Yeah.
We're talking about the ones that are psychos. But anyway, so as soon as this shooting happened in Buffalo, they were able to find this 200-page racist manifesto this kid had, right?
Yeah.
He goes to a convenience store, and he fucks some people up. And that's horrible, and he needs to be reprimanded to the fullest extent of the law. Throw him under the jail. With you, 1,000%. That being said, right now, while they're trying to make a push against body armor, these two mass shooters just so happen to be wearing body armor.
Dude, and I mean, it didn't take no time for all of those that oppose guns that are pro gun control, it didn't take long, dude, for them to jump onto the interwebs and start spouting all this same old bullshit. Dude, a couple weeks ago, it was abortion or not. Now we're gun control or not. A couple weeks before that, it was Russia or Ukraine. A couple weeks before that, it was COVID or not.
Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat.
Dude, when are we going to open our eyes and look at all this? This is just, it's just to keep the people split apart. They know that some, dude, I honestly believe something's going to be happening soon. And there's a reason why they're putting the pedal to the metal. And it's, dude, you remember like back
midterm
in the
midterm elections,
in,
bro.
Dude, back in the 90s, even early 2000s, something like this would only happen once every, maybe every year.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Columbine was this massive tragedy that happened
on 420,
right?
Yeah.
On Hitler's birthday.
Yeah.
420.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, that was like the rarest of rare of like that had never been done before.
No.
Nobody ever thought to have a school shooting. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Then under the Obama administration, it seemed like every 3 weeks we had another one. Trump comes into office.
What was he trying to do? He was trying to go for gun control.
And every one of those shooters was using some sort of AK or AR style rifle. And it was all a whole big push to get rid of these weapons and all this shit. Problem is, you're not going to be able to do it. I'm sorry. You tried and failed multiple times. It's not going to happen. Cool. Fine. Trump comes into office. Yeah, we had some school shootings. But again, they were like the onesies and twosies. Somebody was injured. It wasn't mass casualties happening. As soon as Trump gets out of office, all of a sudden, boom. Mass shootings are back on the menu, boys.
All I'm saying is, dude, learn from the past or you're doomed to repeat it.
And this is all that's going on, dude.
Just like you said earlier, it's fucking rinse and repeat, baby.
That's it.
They don't care what the fuck actually happens. Dude, you got to think about how many schools are there in the country? How many? I mean, dude, the chances
millions
of this happening. But now you got every little kid in America that's probably thinking, I don't want to die today. I don't want to die today. All you're doing is fucking just wrecking these little kids' anxiety, their nerves. I mean, the parents that got to send their kids off to school, the same thing.
Right.
Like, the news is such an absolute poison. And the way they spin it in order to get whatever they want taken care of, whether it be in government or you know, the Constitution, any of that, dude, they're always out to try and – they don't give a fuck what the narrative is, dude.
No, not
they
at
don't
all
care how splitting it is. And that, as a matter of fact, the more splitting it is, the better.
The better it sells.
Yes.
Exactly. Look, Sun Tzu said, you have to divide and conquer, okay? Have y'all woken up to the fact that that's all that's going on right now? Now, I'm not saying that the deaths are not tragic and that this shit should have never happened. Fine. Yes, 1,000% agree, obviously.
Yeah, we're not here to report on what actually happened. It's been blasted all over the news. You're
no
not
doubt
trying to get that news from us.
Right.
But what we're trying to bring up is the Hegelian dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution.
Yep.
They know exactly what they're trying to push, dude. Do you think Biden is just up there thinking, oh, well, you know, fucking today's just another day? I mean, he probably is. But the people that are pulling his strings are like, all right, you know, we're trying to go after gun control. Let's try and make something happen. I'm not trying to say that this was a setup. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. We haven't seen enough of it yet. But, dude,
I mean, because we couldn't
make
gun control happen, because we couldn't make this happen and we're going to go after body armor next. What?
Dude.
What sense does that make?
So I want to go over a couple of quotes of famous people, politicians, sports players. If anybody's seen the video of Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, just like...
He's weighing in on this?
Dude, that's the video we were watching before this. He was the one that was like, all right, we have to do something about this. They're holding us hostage.
Okay.
And like...
Okay. First of all, you are a professional basketball coach. What authority do you have to speak on a gun control issue? I'll never know. I'm an American citizen. Yeah,
he's
no
in
shit.
California, bro.
Welcome to the club of American citizens who are pissed off at their government. We got jackets and shit.
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about all the Republicans that are holding this hostage.
What?
Exactly.
Yes, we are the ones in California over there. It's the right-leaning people that are holding you hostage right now. You got me, bro.
Dude, California, like, why are we not just letting them be their own country, bro?
Dude, if it wasn't for three cities in that state, I would love that state.
Dude,
realistically.
Oh, dude, my dad lives out there. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, except for three places.
Yeah, yeah.
It's same with, like, Oregon and Washington. If it wasn't for, like, three cities in those states, I would love those states.
It would be beautiful. But no, you know, the people that are representing, you know, the state is just, it's sad.
Yep.
So I want to go over a little bit. So a big one. That anytime there's any kind of gun control, you're always going to see this name pop up, and it's actually kind of an oxymoron. Stephen King, extreme gun control enthusiast. Literally hours after all this went down, Stephen King hops onto Twitter. He goes, "Gun control now. Stop the slaughter of the innocents." Stephen King saying that. Fucking serial killer in all of his books. He got famous off of killing all people, basically. I mean, metaphorically.
Okay. I kind of don't even know what to say to that. That's weird either. That he would weigh in on it, but fine, cool.
The next person is not somebody who we love. It's Killery.
All right, Killery, you have no right to speak on anything involving weapons until Operation Fast and Furious gets accounted for and Benghazi gets accounted for. Until then, I don't want to hear shit from you.
We came, we saw, they died.
Right. What does it matter?
What does it even matter? Hillary goes, after years of nothing else, we are becoming a nation of anguish screams. We simply need legislators willing to stop the scourge of gun violence in America that is murdering our children.
Oh, and she has any right to bring up murdering children.
Oh, yeah.
Epstein Island and all that shit. Frazzle Drip. Frazzle Drip. Like, bro.
Dude. Ooh. Come on,
like,
dude.
She has any right to speak on the safety of children.
She also goes, thoughts and prayers are not enough. After years of nothing else, we are becoming a nation of anguish screams. We simply need legislators. Oh, wait, I just read that. Dude, thoughts and prayers are not enough, she's saying.
Okay,
I don't know, dude. I just think that Hillary's the last. These people, the point that I'm trying to make is that these are the last people that we should be listening to.
You want to stop school shootings, and I've said this before. There is a ton of retired veterans that would love to make some little $10 an hour little pension job to sit at school with a weapon and just wait on some dumb shit to happen. I promise you. You ain't going to look far.
Oh, you're not a problem. You're going to love this one.
What's up, bro?
AOC.
Oh, for the love of fuck.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, man.
Oh, my God. What does the bartender want to say?
There is no such thing as being pro-life. While supporting laws that let children be shot in their schools, elders in grocery stores, worshipers in their houses of faith, survivors by abusers, or anyone in a crowded place, it is idolatry of violence, and it must end.
Wow, that was a two-for-one. She's attacking Roe versus Wade and gun rights.
She went after both of them,
Look at her being very...
good for you.
You know, two birds with one stone with that tweet. Good for you AOC. For thinking outside the box.
You know, you need some kudos from your elite Christ. Friends for that one. God. Okay. I mean, this is somebody we all know and love.
Oh.
Gavin Newsom.
Okay.
Just kidding. We don't love him. He's a douchebag. Gavin Newsom, he goes, common sense gun safety laws work. In California, we have cut our gun death rate in half since the 80s. We won't solve this overnight, but let's stop pretending that these mass shootings are an inevitable horror we have to experience on a regular basis. Gavin Newsom saying that.
So that's what cut the killings down by half in the 80s. It wasn't the war on drugs.
Oh, no.
It wasn't the Bloods and the Crips finally coming together and having a unity. Mm. No. The gang violence finally ending by the gang members' hands that they set up because they realized that the establishment... i.e. you, Gavin Newsom, were setting them up to fail with the war on drugs and pumping crack into the streets. No. It wasn't them wising up and figuring it out and thinking bigger for themselves. It was because of your common sense gun laws, because criminals listen to laws. I forgot how that works.
Dude, people think that, you know, if we made guns illegal, that there just wouldn't be guns anymore.
The problem is that, okay, you know what? Have you ever heard of a lootie?
No.
Okay. There's this guy. I would love to pronounce his last name, but I don't speak Polish.
Okay.
But he shows how you can make a fully automatic 9mm submachine gun out of some sheet metal and some basic tools you could buy at your hardware store.
Huh.
And he proved it because it was something going down with these gun laws. He showed that you could literally make a functioning firearm out of literally household shit.
Just a little sheet of sheet metal.
A little bit of know-how, a little bit of some parts you can pick up at your local Home Depot. Next thing you know, you have a fully automatic sub.
Dude, and that's the point that we're trying to make, is that, you know, we've talked to people in Australia, we've talked to people in Canada, these countries where guns are not really a thing.
Yeah, guns,
you know,
are completely
saying?
Illegal. There's, even to get a hunting permit, you have to have, blessing upon blessing with loopholes within red tape of loopholes, and you still might only be able to have, a musket. Maybe.
Yeah, and so it doesn't work out for the people very well. Yeah, you're not going to hear about school shootings, but mark my words, dude, you want to talk about absolute takeover. I mean, the stranglehold that these governments have on their people, dude. Good luck starting a civil war. I mean, not that we want one. Nobody wants one.
That's kind of the
point. Exactly, dude. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to be able to hold your government accountable, and it's kind of hard to do that with no guns.
And the other big push is we need stricter background checks, okay, to have a weapon. Once again, here's the problem. The criminals and the crazy mass shooters and the people using weapons as they are not intended, they don't care. They're going to find a weapon regardless of whether they pass the background check or not, regardless if they have a criminal background, regardless if they're a violent offender. Criminals don't listen to the law. Putting more laws in place to hurt law-abiding citizens from owning a gun to protect themselves or body armor to protect themselves only hurts the civilian population. It doesn't hurt the bad guy.
Dude, ask anybody living up in Chirac.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you think that laws work, explain to me how drugs are able to make it into prisons. The most secure facilities in the country, and somehow drugs are rampant inside of any prison. But somehow you want me to believe that you, Mr. Government, will protect me? Mm. Yeah, sorry, I'm going to handle my own shit.
And dude, the only people, what really busts my balls more than any of this shit, and not in a good way.
No, there's never a good way to bust balls, bro.
Well, you like getting your balls busted. You know what I'm saying?
Not really personally. I don't like busting them to get kicked.
Anyway. So no, not kicked. I'm not into weird shit. but what stresses me out the most and what you know just chaps me the most is that the most of the people that are going after these kind of laws are the millionaires, the billionaires that live in these gated communities or these gated properties. They never got to worry about shit. They have a fucking security team that are literally walking hand in hand with them every single place they go. They're not worried about your safety. They're not worried about your safety. No. They just want to make sure you don't go straight up marksman on their ass.
Just like Gervais said at the Oscars that one year, bro. He said, don't get up here and make some political statement. You are so out of touch with what's really going on right now. You have no basis to speak on anything at all that any normal person has to deal with.
Dude, that bothers me because I can't stand whenever, you know, especially like sports players and actors, even fucking head coaches. Get the fuck out of here, Steve Kerr. I can't stand whenever all these people feel like they have to speak for us. I hate that.
They have a platform, so they're going to use it. First of all, if you're expressing condolences, agreed. If you're expressing you being upset with the situation and you're mad that it happened, 1,000% with you. No doubt. Who isn't? If you're going to start speaking on some political matter when you have no background in politics and have no basis and any leg to stand on, shut the fuck up.
Dude, this dude was in front of nothing but cameras and lights and microphones and all that shit, and he just so happened to get up there. We're not talking about basketball today. And then he got all pissed off and like almost started crying. And then
They're holding us hostage.
Bro, as he was leaving, he just slams down the microphone and says, I'm out of here.
Ooh. Ooh.
Thank you, Mitch McConnell, is what he says.
Show the world how mad you are.
Fuck Mitch McConnell anyway, but.
Agreed. But I'm just saying, man. It's a wild time to be alive, and it's crazy that as of now they're trying to push to ban body armor. They lost the war against guns. They lost the war against magazine capacity. That's a state-to-state issue. And now they're trying to push for body armor regulations.
Body armor? And I think that you stumbled across it earlier whenever you said midterms, dude.
The midterm elections are on us, which is why they're finding the randomest shit to divide us on right now. Roe v. Wade, which has been considered a dead topic, is now at the forefront. School shootings, literally
a dead topic.
That wasn't meant to be a pun, but you know what? I'll send it anyway. Gun rights has been a completely like we were set on what we got. They're back in action.
Yeah.
School shootings. Huh, you thought that was just under Obama? No, says I. Welcome to Biden's America.
Oh no, dude! It ain't Christmas season unless it's another Democrat in office with school shootings.
Got to be.
You know what I'm saying? It's just another Tuesday for this shit, bro.
It really is.
And you got to think about it, dude. I'm not saying that like you know that this stuff is planned. I'm saying that they're using it. They're using it at bare minimum. They're using it, and we all know this.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just the sad truth. So we wanted to get it out there.
Yep.
Look, I'm not saying don't pray for anybody.
Of course.
Send all the prayers to everybody, dude. We're not saying anything like that.
No.
All I'm saying is that you know, some fuckery is going on if it's – so you got the interviews, right? you listen to the people with the interviews. Whatever they're spouting, we need to get rid of guns, we need to do this, we need to do that, as a result of this, you know what the fucking, what they're going after. You know what they are.
Pay attention to what's going on in D.C. while the world's looking what's going on in Texas right now.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Tough times.
Tough times.
What this a time to been be alive.
Colt Short number 3.
Colt Short number 3. Keep that third eye open, baby.
Always.